No, no, never, ever. Please don't forget me. Don't forget me at the next winter solstice or when my birthday comes around. Don't forget me. Don't forget how you would hold the spirit together. Don't forget me when tomorrow says it won't come. Don't forget me when forgiveness is something that you seek. Don't forget me. Don't forget me when your pains are not equal to your gains. Don't forget me. Don't forget me when your spirit is low and the tide won't come in. Don't forget how we spoke about this, how I told you about that, how we had the conversation about this, and I gave you advice about that, and I said that he would break your heart. Don't forget me. Don't leave today. Let's not talk about this again. Let's keep doing it. So don't forget me. Whether I'm in spirit or the physical form, whether I'm in word or in sound, whether I'm in love or in hate. No, no, never. Don't forget me. Cause I'm here. Cause I'm here. So no, no, never. Don't forget me.
At 3:06 p.m. Central Time, that gives today's spacewalkers a zero time spent outside today. It's 8 hours and 34 minutes. Today's spacewalk was the 109th spacewalk. The Observer Station Assembly and Maintenance.
We now have
those 169 spacewalks total, amount of 67 hours and 43 minutes, which is equivalent to 44 and a half days and a half walking for the space to have some civilian maintenance. for the individual spacewalkers. Theater, your chicken's snake spacewalk now has a total of 38 hours and 26 minutes. Spence walking, and of course it was the first spacewalk of today for Alexander Mitrokin. So he now has a total of 6 hours and 4 minutes. In addition, the spacewalk was the third for this year, conducted from the space station. This is the first of 5 now for Expedition 36. The next two are scheduled for July 9th, and those are going to be Minerva spacewalks conducted by pioneers Chris Cassidy and Nico Parmeno, as they will be exiting space station Quest during U.S. space episode, and then coming up on the 9th and 16th.
This was one of those times where it happened. That thing happened, that magic happened, and was captured on tape. But it happened that night.
Back to that night. everything is designed to distract you and keep you from just doing what you're supposed to do. It's literally a whole bunch of stuff set up to help you waste your time. Social media, TV, video games, right? Whatever. It's distraction.
It was beautiful.